Remorse for what? You people have done everything in the world to me. Doesn't that give me equal right? I can do anything I want to you people at any time I want to, because that's what you've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's going to happen when I get out of here?
This is dedicated to all the hackers and the crackers, to the hackers and the crackers. I see in binary, I speak source code, step on my toes.
Everyone, welcome to the May 29th edition of the In the Now Show.
Greetings, this is Dual Parallels.
This is the Linux Link Tech Show, and it's Link, even, at the Linux Link Tech Show, doing my own introduction on my night for the first time in how many weeks now?
Show me that smile,
ooh, show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying.
Anybody's guess. Ain't no good reason for getting all depressed. Fire up your pad and pencil, I give you a piece of my mind.
Well, hello everybody. This is Droops. This isn't any of these other people that have been talking a few seconds ago. And this is a very, very special episode of Infonomicon Radio. Well, what's so special about it? Well, I've been studying since before 7 o'clock this morning. It's 10:30 right now. I've got a whole day worth of studying, and I don't feel like fucking doing it. So I'm doing Infonomicon right now, because that seems to me to be much more important than, you know, school and all that mess. And what am I going to be talking about today? You're asking yourself, what on earth would possess Droops to just have some random episode? Well, let me tell you what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to be talking about other people's internet shows. Now, I always forget to give links to my friends and people that I like and shows that I like, and this show is going to be all about that. I'm going to go through it, and I'm going to say all I want to say, and then I'm going to have to fill in some time, I'm sure, and I'm going to fill in that time with clips from these shows. And that takes a long time, but, you know, I don't feel like studying. Anyway, these are in no specific order, other than I'm going to talk about audio shows or podcasts, as it would be, and then I'm going to talk about some video shows. Now, all this stuff is stuff I really listen to. Like, I have a lot of shit on my little iPod client, or iPod, or whatever it's called. The thing with the lemon, and I don't listen to most of it, and this is what I actually really listen to. There's a show called Radio Open Source. And all these links are going to be at the website of Infonomicon.org and RadioOpenSource.org. And it's done by Public Broadcasting. They put the topic out a little bit ahead of time, and you can call in, you can write in, and that's the open source about it. You're included in the show. And that's really kind of fucking cool. And they don't really talk about tech stuff at all. Like, the last show was really good. They talked about cab drivers in Boston and New York and where they're from and how they live and things like that. And I just find it very interesting. And they had some cab drivers that called in because they had ridden in some cabs and said, hey, call in at this time. We're doing a radio show about you guys. Future Tense is technical. It's a show done by John Gordon. It's at publicradio.org /columns/future tense. It's kind of hard to find the MP3. They want you to download the real media. But if you click on the XML feed, it'll have a direct link to the MP3. And I think you just change the date. You're set. Future Tense does talk. I'm scratching my balls. I'm just naked. This is great. I love radio. Future Tense is about tech. John Gordon talks about stuff. He just talked about the BBS documentary that Jason Scott did. And that was kind of interesting. Another show that I kind of listen to sometimes is Adam Curry's show, The Daily Source Code, which is kind of like Radio Open Source, except Radio Open Source allows people to have input and contribute, and Daily Source Code has no programming. It's just Adam Curry being a dickhead. And I don't like Adam Curry, and I think that I just listen to it because I don't like him, and I want to see what his dumbass is going to say next. And Adam Curry is big on making money off of podcasts. You know, he was a radio VJ, and he was a DJ before that, and his wife's some famous singer. And he brags about his money and his plane he's going to buy. But he needs to make a little bit more money off of people. He can't just be cool. No, no, he can't. And I don't like him. And that's... I don't listen to it every day. I might listen to one a week. Just kind of at random. And speaking of making money off of podcasting, in Ontario, Canada, they're having a podcast expo, and you're going to be able to go there and you can learn about podcasting and how to make money and, you know, this, that, and the other. And actually, I was thinking about it, and not that I'm going to this, but this is seriously the best idea to make money I've ever heard, because they're charging people like $250 a person for the pre-registration to go to this thing. So, like, if 10 people show up, you know, they got $2,000 they can fuck around with. So that's fucking cool. And that's, you know, 10 people that pre-register. Forgot what the actual on the door fee is for the podcast expo. It's fucking crock of shit. I wish we could get press passes to go to that. That'd be fucking awesome. Moving on from there. Leo Laporte, I really like him. He's got a show, it's called This Week in Tech, that he's doing with Patrick Norton and Kay Rose and others. And he also has a show on KFI Radio that he actually does for a living, and they allow him to podcast it a few weeks later. Is it a few weeks later or is it a few days later? I'm not sure. Leo Laporte's a really cool guy. I've opened in Phenomicon with Leo Laporte talking before. He was talking about Jack Valenti and all that mess. I might dig that clip up. Show that's really freaking awesome. I think it's the best Linux show out there. In fact, it's the only one I listen to anymore. The Linux Link Tech Show. It's got four guys. Like, I can barely get myself to do Infonomicon. And here they have four guys that get together every week and record this thing. Dan, Link, Alan, and Pat. And it's a lot of people. They had Richard Stallman on the other day. They had, Ian Murdoch on the other day. Lots of really cool guests that they have. And lots of really cool content they have. Highly recommend listening to them. They sent me a free t-shirt. Thanks, y'all. I sent them an Infonomicon shirt. And, remind me to talk about Infonomicon shirts in a little bit. Moving on from that, there's a guy named Mab631. And other people that have heard of this podcast listen to it also, because they just want to kick this fucker in the face. It's mab631.blogspot.com. It's another one of these shows I just listen to because I'm just amazed that this is somebody. Like, it's just crazy to me. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Let's see. Under Fire Radio with Shedda and Berserk when they can find him. And sometimes Minion. Under Fire Radio, just some guys trying to do a show. They're young and some of them are in school, I think, and they all have jobs and girlfriends and real lives. And it's hard when you're younger to do a show. Like, a lot of people say when you have kids, you have no free time. But when you have kids, you have a set schedule. And when you're young and in the field, you know, you don't know what you're doing tonight. And when you have kids, you're coming home, you're playing with your kids, you're going to bed. It's a set schedule. It'd be very nice. Me, I thought I was going to school today. And I didn't know I wasn't, till 6:20 this morning when I got up. And why I didn't go to bed, back to bed, I don't know. Not the most clever guy in the world. Let's see. Radio Freak America, RFA. One of my all-time favorite shows. It's at oldschoolfreak.com, and school is spelled with a K. Dual Parallel, Bland, Rax, Mary Chan, lots of people. They're actually repodcasting. The DDP guys are repodcasting this show from the get-go, and I think they're on episode 15 now. And there's 99 of them. Well, there's 98 because one of them's the missing episode, which I actually got to hear a little clip of. And the reason it's missing is that the sound quality is just fucked. It's just fucked. And that's just a big pain in the ass to clean up. Just massive shit. Old School Freak, what can I say about it? It's technology, it's privacy, it's freedom, it's Dual Parallel. He's a good guy. Hey, Dual, if you ever listen, hey. Moving on, we've got Ben Rev Radio, Binary Revolution, with Stank Dog and whoever else wants to host or can get to host. I know there's a massively long waiting list for all that. It's over at benrev.com. And if you pay attention to that name, if you haven't heard it a million times already, you're going to hear it later today. What's Ben Rev about? It's a really good show. They do a different topic every show, and they have different guests on every show, pretty much. And they go over a lot of technical things. It's pretty good. Slipknot.org has a show, In the Now, with Slip Mode. And that's just insane to find that URL. If you're looking for Slip Mode and you're spelling it all kinds of ways, but it's slipknot.org. In the Now has been going forever. It's hosted by Slip Mode and a cast of characters. It's very, very informative of a show. I recommend everyone listen to it. I've been listening to it for a long time, and then I've kind of gotten out of it. And I don't know why I've gotten out of it. I'm going to go download some more of it today. Make Magazine has a podcast with Phil Terone, who used to do Engadget. And Engadget is an awesome, or was an awesome podcast, and is an awesome site. Makezine.com, MakeZine, has the podcast, has the magazine, has all the good stuff. And they interview some very interesting people on this show. They interviewed a guy the other day from WhiteBoxRobotics.com, where they're building robots that have just a regular motherboard and processor in them. And like, they look like little robots, but they've got 5 1/4 inch bays so that you can add stuff to it. Like, the guy that owns the company said, well, we just fuck around a lot. We didn't say fuck. I say fuck. He said they fuck around a lot and just add consumer stuff to it, like the mouse that you can move through the air. Well, they hook that into the robot, you know, just by plugging it up. It's got USB. And then wave the mouse around and the robot goes crazy. Or you have a robot and you add a GPS unit to, which, you know, cost $100. And now you have a navigational robot. I think this is fucking cool. Go check out whiteboxrobotics.com. It's a good time for all. Let's see. Geek Love Radio. Geek Love Radio, they were actually on the Screensavers before the Screensavers went belly oop. And, well, since I'm all married and everything, I don't really have to listen to the show to find a girl, but I do listen to it for a little extra goodness every once in a while. There's a guy, Dave, at davespda.com. He's got a podcast and talks about, he does it every week. He talks about all the latest gadgets and gadget news that happened that week. And that's really kind of cool. Another show, Freak Factor. Freakfactor.net. It's done by the BenRev guys. And it's the first live or reality freaking show. I've only listened to two of them now. They're both very good. I've gotten bits and pieces from the others. It's not the most professional sounding show, but it's not a professional sounding show. It's a reality show, and reality shows are not professional sounding. So check it out. It's pretty damn cool. Well, where do you find shit like this to listen to? Well, who streams me? Rantradio.com. They've got a whole bunch of cool shows, including me. And that's a good place to find shows. It's just a good place to go hang out. They've also got punk and industrial music channels. Not that I'm into either one of those. Let's see. BenRev Hack Radio streams me. That's over at BenRev.com. They've got a bunch of good shows. Linux Link Tech Show is on that. BenRev's on it. Root Secure just started a podcast that's on it, and it's a little difficult to include into the iPod, but it's really, really cool to listen to. Blah, 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 blah. HackerMedia.net. They gave us our first web host, or web hosting, and they are becoming the definitive site. I can't think of another site that's got such things. So maybe they are the definitive site. Kizzle over there, who didn't go to Nauticon, even though he said he was. Bitch. But he's Uberlito. And HackerMedia.net has lots of cool stuff. If you have a show, if you're interested in stuff like this, you can go announce it at HackerMedia.net. Or if you find a show that may be of interest, like the other day I found a show called Future Tense by John Gordon, which I listen to regularly. And they were talking about the BBS documentary. So I slapped it up there on HackerMedia.net, and more people found out about it. I think that's cool. Audio.textfiles.com. Jason Scott, the man who collects all media on the internet, it seems. He's got a whole bunch of shows at audio.textfiles.com and a bunch of other stuff at textfiles.com we all know about. Podcastalley.com has a whole bunch of podcasts, arrange and order. I like their site. They've pretty much got the same kind of content as the other sites. They're all trying to differentiate amongst themselves, but they have a nice, clean site. I like it. It's good times. Last is techpodcast.com. They have the Tech Podcast Network, and they claim that if it's tech, it's there. Now, my show is maybe not all that tech, but BenRev is. Oh, and what's that other one over here? The Linux Link? They're all about tech, and they're not on the Tech Podcast Network because they use profane language. And the Tech Podcast Network has all these silly little rules for everybody. And I don't like them just because they claim that they are where tech is on the internet. If it's tech, it's there. Well, that's not true. If it's censored tech, it's there. And I'm a firm believer of free speech, and especially free speech on the interweb. So, fuck you, tech podcast guys. In fact, the closest they come to a cuss word is they have the darn PC podcast. I could just see some dude, he's got glasses, and really pulling his pants up real high, pocket protector. He's like, darn PC, darn. Oh, he's probably a really cool guy, and I just pissed him off, but that's okay, because that's what this is all about. Moving on. That's the shows I listen to. That's where I find them. What about videos that I watch? I watch White Sword TV, a little urban exploration. I live out in the boonies. If y'all have seen Infonomicon TV 4, that's me exploring stuff. And White Sword explores, like, cities and, you know, abandoned things in the ground. And I think that's really cool. And it takes me away. And it's cool. PacketSniffers.org. These guys have like a real show, and I think they really do it on public access where they live. And it's a 30-minute show. It's very, very informative. It's really cool. I met these guys. They're really cool guys. And go check that out, packetsniffers.org. Irongeek.com. It's not really video like you're thinking, him videotaping himself, pointing to stuff. It's mainly a lot of screen captures. But Irongeek.com has some hardcore information. And you have to go to the site if you haven't already. This guy is really, really pretty fucking clever, and a really cool site. The BenRev.com guys have Hack TV. I've said a lot this episode, but that is okay. Hack TV, it's on their, well, they have a real one that's been released, and they've got Pwned, which I videotaped to have drunk and trying to hide the camera, but it didn't really work. In the dark, kind of. That's really cool. They're working on the next episode of Hack TV. Their show is definitely, definitely a lot more professionally done than a lot of them out there, including mine, because mine's not really professionally done at all. Let's see. I don't know how to pronounce this. It's Into? Intio? Not really sure. It's at jmcardle.com/WordPress. It's a guy named Seal. He made a computer video, and he spent a lot of time doing a lot of coolness with the video. Like, it's freaking cool. Check that out. There's a lot of basic stuff that we all know, but it's not intended for people that are advanced users. It's intended for people that are basic. So go check it out, and if you see something that you might want to tell them about, or you might learn something, it's good to see. Funny shows. PureOwnage.com. That's Pure, PWNAGE.com. This is one of the funniest damn fucking things I've ever seen in my life. It's this, it's a spoof, obviously, and they're trying to sell t-shirts, but it's this gamer guy, and he's really, really into it, and they're making a little TV show about him, he and his buddy Kyle, and boom, headshot! Boom, headshot! And that guy's a little crazy. It's all a good time. Go check that out if you haven't seen it. I'm kind of got the idea of doing something funny and kind of a spoof from these guys. So thanks, guys, for giving me something to think about. And last but not least, we've got Infonomicon TV. Remember that show that I do? If you haven't seen episode 4, you have to go check it out. It's very, very fun. And the other ones are much more intelligent. And on Sunday, let me hit my little calculator here. Not calculator, my little calendar. The 26th of June, I'm going to be in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I'm going to get there about lunchtime, and I'm going to eat my lunch. And I'm going to see if Obfuscated will carry his ass up there from wherever he's hidden off at. And we are going to do a little Infonomicon TV. And if anybody else wants to join in, you're all welcome to come. Baton Rouge, it's right in the middle of Louisiana. There's some interstates that go right through it, Interstate 10, Interstate 12, and there's like the Mississippi River, and they have an airport. So go to it, and I'll give you extra credit for that. what have I been doing with Infonomicon? I took a couple minutes yesterday, and I saved them today and uploaded them, but I put up a mobile page. If you have a PDA, anything like that, you can click on it. It's infonomicon.org/mobile and see pretty much the whole site and download the videos and the radio shows and not use up a lot of screen real estate, so it's easy to navigate and such like that. We have a phone number at Infonomicon. You can call. You can be on the show. We can do a little open source radio here right now, motherfucker. It's 206-984-9569. My name is Droops. You can email me at droops@infonomicon.org. For you fuckers out there that can't spell Infonomicon, it's Infonomicon. You fuck. Let's see. Have I covered everything that I had to cover? Yes. And I've got 27 minutes of show recorded pretty much. So maybe I won't play any clips. Maybe I won't do that at all. Let's see if I have something here I can read. And I do have something that I can read. I'm going to read about how much Cisco fucking sucks. I believe it was Aruba Networks I talked about a long time ago is starting up to compete against Cisco and wireless communications stuff. Like, if I wanted a good wireless access point at my house, I'd buy a Cisco one, right? Maybe not. Maybe I'd buy an Aruba. Because Microsoft... Now, Microsoft, we all know, crap on the hardware or the software side of things. Microsoft mouse, pretty damn good. Microsoft keyboard, pretty damn good. Because they just rebrand stuff. They didn't make it. You know, they know what's good, you know, when they buy it. And they're hard, but they're money. So, they are redoing their entire Wi-Fi network. It's 281 buildings in 83 countries. 25 simultaneous Wi-Fi sessions. And it's equipment from closely held Aruba, which is in Sunnyvale, California. And the stuff they're replacing is Cisco gear. And that's no good for Cisco, is it? Fuck Cisco. Thanks a lot for losing stock value, man. You know, my education is riding in your fucking stock, and you're just fucking me and fucking me and fucking me and fucking me. And I want a goddamn Cisco wireless access point, but I can't get one for free, even though you've taken more than $600 from my fucking store. And Larry Ellison has really fancy boats, and he's like one of the world's richest men. And yet their stock just keeps going down, down, down. Goddamn fucking Cisco. And I believe that's an Infonomicon. I've been Droops at droops@infonomicon.org. Call us. I appreciate the phone calls we've been getting. I'd like to get some mo. I don't care what you have to say. Fucking call the number, bitch. And come to Baton Rouge and see us. And I believe that's everything. I've been Droops, and I'm Mickey Finn. Now, I don't even know why I keep y'all around. I asked y'all to do one simple little thing, and that's just simply to remind me. Now, don't give me any crap that this is fucking radio, and you can't remind me on the radio because you don't even know I'm recording this shit. Don't give me a fucking excuse. All you had to do was just remind me to talk about Infonomicon t-shirts. And I'm working on setting up a cafe press shop right now so that we can just sell t-shirts off of there. I'll sell them for as cheap as they'll let me sell them. I won't make any money off of it. But if anybody wants anything, they can get some stuff. Because I'm getting some stuff. And I'm also going to get my good t-shirt hookup to make some more shirts. I'm going to have some giveaways, some stuff like that. So stay tuned. Look at the webpage. I'm updating it like several times a day now. So look at it every once in a while and see what the fuck's going on.
Molly Mitchell, where have you gone? It's been about a day since you've been gone. Well, I tried so hard to be your friend, but you looked at me and you said, yeah, it's the end. I don't know if I'm the right one for you, but I'll just say, well, I'd like to try it too.
Well, I've seen you look in my way, but these words I've never heard you say. I'll take a chance and give you my time. Well, I try and try, but you just keep messing around.
Well, I may be the wrong one for you, but I'd like to say that sometime I have you. I don't know if you're the right one for me, but someday I'm gonna be mine. I know the right one for me.
Go.
Well, Molly Mitchell, what have you done with your life? All you seem to do is run. I try so hard to not let you down. Well, I try and I try, but I just keep hitting the ground.